So there are several cases that were either emailed in or sent in by the iPads that the audience had. How about this young patient, 33-year-old woman, who presented with a node-positive breast cancer?
So this is a very young 33-year-old who presents with a low-grade Ki-67 of 20%, ER-positive, PR-positive breast cancer. And at the time of definitive surgery, she has two positive lymph nodes, and a third lymph node was removed that showed just a single micromet. And so here's a patient basically with a stage 2 breast cancer that's low grade. It doesn't look ugly under the microscope, and an Oncotype sent, and it ends up being 7. So the question really is what would I do in my practice? I think that everything that we've described about this case is pointing to a very hormone estrogen addicted tumor that was probably diagnosed a little on the later side than it would have been in a 70-year-old, because 33-year-old women have very, very dense breasts and frequently aren't receiving mammograms. They shouldn't be getting mammograms. They're not helpful. And so I think this case and the two positive lymph nodes really reflects how long it took for the patient and her doctor to figure out she had breast cancer. The biology with an Oncotype score of 7, I always encourage people to look at the percent risk for recurrence. That's also found on every report, because even for myself, it's hard to remember. What does a recurrence score of 7 mean?
Pretty low, I know that.
Yeah, huh?
It's low.
It's low. So let's say it's 10%, 10-year risk for recurrence. What we know about this patient is it's probably near double if she does not receive anti-estrogen therapy. And I would sit down with this woman and basically say, listen, I think that the use of chemotherapy might help 2 or 3 women in your situation, but I know it will also hurt 2 to 3 women in your situation. And I would not recommend chemotherapy for this patient. I would, however, what all arrows are pointing to is that this is an estrogen-addicted tumor. It's slow-growing, arising in a young woman with a low Oncotype. And I would tell her that in lieu of chemotherapy, I would feel very strongly about offering her what I call extreme estrogen deprivation, which is ovarian suppression and aromatase inhibitor. And that discussion would look something like, you know, a 10% risk down to an 8% risk if we use the ovarian suppression and AI over tamoxifen therapy for the next at least 5 years. And it has to happen early, because what I believe is that that extreme estrogen deprivation approach will provide as much potential benefit as any use of chemotherapy in this young woman.
So if the patient is very astute and asks you, okay, I'm willing to go through this extreme estrogen deprivation, but if I take chemotherapy, will it lower my chance of relapse? I understand you're saying it might hurt me too, but in your opinion, will it reduce my chance of relapse? And if so, by how much?
So I would say that there is a small chance that it would reduce her risk for recurrence. If we took 100 women just like her, 2 or 3, probably 2.5 of 100 women will not have their cancer come back if they receive chemotherapy in this situation.
But I mean, why would you say that with a recurrence score of 7? I mean, I know we don't have data in node positive patients, but I mean, 2 or 3% is pretty substantial. You think it would be in a patient with a recurrence score of 7?
I think it's probably lower than that, but unfortunately, I have to apply the chemotherapy risk reduction that we see prior to the Oncotype era.